You can exit whenever you want. Goodbye, Trent.
Good on you, Trent.
Craig Gabriel joins us on the line. He'll join us every day over the next couple of weeks at the Australian Open. Craig, good morning and welcome back to RSN 927.
Andrew, good to be with you. And, yeah, we're on the eve of the year's first major, so it should be an incredible couple of weeks coming up in Melbourne, and certainly let's hope for some reasonable weather conditions, but I know it's going to be blistering hot on the first day.
Yeah, sure is. 37 forecast on Monday. First major of the year there, Craig, and not Grand Slam.
You're learning, my boy. You're learning.
we do listen. We do listen to you, Craig. Now, I want to touch on the draw that came out last night.
Yep.
First of all, poor old James Duckworth. We were talking about him before. He must have walked under a ladder. He's got Rafael Nadal, and not good news either for Kyrgios and Tomic with some tough opponents in Raonic and Marin Cilic as well.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? It is phenomenal. You do feel for Duck soon. He goes through so much physically because of injuries and all that, gets his way back into the game and starts having some results and feeling good, and then, I've got Rafa, first round of the Australian Open. But, you know what? While most people will say, oh, he's got Rafa, I think Duckworth would actually be saying, wow, Rafa, here's a chance, and give it his best.
Yeah, I do feel sorry for him, but we have seen him pull off a few big upsets against seeded players, admittedly not the top five or six seeds, but in the past at the Australian Open. Hopefully he can do it again. On the women's side of things, I want to touch on Ash Barty because yesterday she was fantastic again, reeling off five games in a row from a bit of a predicament, but fought her way through the match, straight sets victory. She's now won, cleaned up basically three really quality opponents on her way to the semi-final in Sydney. How are you sensing her form heading into the Australian Open? How deep can she go?
You can't knock her form. I mean, coming off the Hotman Cup, she played some super tennis over there, and then through to the semis. Last year, she was a finalist in Sydney, losing to Angie Kerber. Kerber is now out of the way because Petra Kvitova beat her in a rain-interrupted match last night. But Ash is playing some wonderful tennis. Love to see this. And I think, for sure, in my view, she'll be top 10 this year at some stage. She's not that far off. She's about 15, but you still got to get the runs on the board. And when you start getting to that level, it's tougher and tougher to get into the top 10 because of the ranking points and things like that. But she's got the ability to do it. I think at the moment, the way the draw looks, she should have a very good passage to at least the third round. So you get into that sort of a stage, and then the confidence is building even more. You've got that consistency I talk about a lot starting to flow, and anything is possible with Ash.
And Alex de Minaur obviously doing well again in Sydney,
yep.
Doing a fantastic job. And potentially a third round match against Rafael Nadal would be outstanding for the tournament, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You reckon that would be Rod Laver Arena if that was to happen?
Sure,
I would say that's a night Rod Laver Arena match. But Alex has got Pedro Souza in the first round. And like Barty, I think he has got a very good passage through to the third round. Last year, I remember he came off reaching the final in Sydney, losing to Daniil Medvedev, and then played Tomáš Berdych, who was seeded then last year, in the first round and got beaten relatively comfortably. So Berdych this year not seeded and plays Carl Edmonds. But I think as far as Alex is concerned, the 27th seed, what strides he has made on the tour in the last 12 months, absolutely remarkable. So, yeah, he's going in with a lot of confidence.
We'll have a full preview with you on Monday, but
yep.
One man who we're not sure will be there is Thanasi Kokkinakis. Survived another scare yesterday. Rumours abound about a possible feud between him and Leighton Hewitt. Didn't get the wild card entry this year. Can you enlighten us on that situation at all?
Yeah, I've known about this for a while. I'm actually surprised in one sense that the way it's come out. Look, hopefully they can bury the hatchet. I think Thanas is very good for Australian tennis. I'm sorry that he didn't get one of the wild cards into the main draw after the year he had. I remember beating Roger Federer in Miami last March.
Yeah.
And again, having some injury issues. But what I do like about Thanas, he made the point about, I'm disappointed, but I'm going to do everything I can to get into the main draw on my own steam and you know, stick it up the person or people or whoever that didn't give him the or decided not to give him the wild card. So let's hope he does get in. It's been a tough road so far in the qualies, but I think he can do it.
Craig, looking forward to seeing you in the studio on Monday when we start the Australian Open. Jeez, it's come around quickly, as it always does.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys. Look forward to it.
Craig Gabriel joining us there. You'll hear him every day throughout the Australian Open on RSN at 9-7. Good news for Thanasi Kokkinakis yesterday. Had to battle a little bit in his match, but good that he could fight back. Lost 6 points in a row at one stage and lost his serve for the first time and just looked like things might have been derailing, but back on track.
Back on track.
Now he's got another chance at the qualifiers.
I'd like to see him get in, wouldn't you?